Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Two cars, what's the difference? Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. So one of the main questions that we get from clients that are enrolled in our credit repair service, a lot of times people are looking for things to kind of boost their credit scores. So they apply for things like credit cards, credit building loans, and things like that to kind of give their credit report some more positive activity. And one of the main things people ask is, hey, should I get a secure card or an unsecured card? So the answer to that question is, if you're curious if you're going to get approved or not for a unsecured card, I would not waste the time to even apply for it. It's just going to add a new hard inquiry to your credit report that can potentially bring your credit score down. And to just avoid all of that, just go ahead and apply for a secure card. And I'm going to tell you why. So a secure credit card requires a deposit to open up your credit line. So most of your credit secure credit cards require you to put a $200 deposit towards the account. So that $200, the bank is going to use that money to open up your credit card account. So therefore, if you deposit $200, you're going to get a $200 credit limit. So you can spend up to $200 on the card, pay it off, and then keep doing that. Of course, whenever you close out any secure credit card account, you will get your deposit back. However, I would look at that $200 as an investment towards your credit report. Because if you close out a credit card, of course, that can bring down your score as well, especially if that credit card has some good payment history. So you definitely don't want to close the account. So I wouldn't even think about getting the $200 back anytime soon just to kind of help build your credit scores. So yeah, it requires a deposit to open up your credit line. A secure card, credit scores aren't really important because most of your banks that offer secure credit cards, they know most people have challenged credit. So therefore, they're not going to, I guess, worry about adding a hard inquiry to the reports. A lot of times they use a credit monitoring service to access their credit reports just to see what's on there, just to kind of review it before they approve them for the card. Because usually a secure credit card is 99% of the time a automatic approval. So it's not a card where you can actually get denied because you're using your own money to open up the credit card. So credit scores aren't really too important with secure credit cards. And as I said before, these are only used to help people build credit history. So people that have absolutely zero credit or people that have bad credit and they're looking to kind of boost their credit scores and hopefully get more positive accounts than negative accounts. So if you have no credit at all, definitely go check out our website, sturgiscreditrepair.com, and visit our credit building products page. You're going to see some of our secure credit card offers we have on there. We have a few credit building loans on there and multiple accounts you can build credit. Well, we even have accounts that even starts at $2 a month that can build your credit score. So definitely check out our website if you have absolutely no credit. Now for a unsecured card, there is no deposit needed. You just apply for this card and the bank automatically give you a credit limit based on your income and credit score. So good credit is definitely needed with this type of credit card. So if you know you're in the 500s, 400s, 300s, even low 600s, I wouldn't even waste the time to even apply for an unsecured card because that's just going to add an extra inquiry to your credit report. Higher credit limits are usually given with unsecured cards. Again, with the secure card, if you deposit $200, you get a $200 limit. If you deposit $500, you get a $500 limit. So with a secure card, most of these banks are giving people $3,000 to $5,000 instantly. You know, I've seen some people get $7,000 credit limits, $10,000, $30,000, $50,000, and so on. You know, the higher your credit history gets, or stronger your credit history gets and the higher your score gets. Of course, that's also based on income and payment history and things like that. But the most important thing with a unsecured card is the cashback rewards or the traveling points or any type of reward. So if you swipe your credit card, most of your credit cards give 2 to 3% cash back. You know, that can really add up a ton over the, you know, months or years that you use your card. For example, I probably get a few grand back each year just from using my credit card for everything. So I apply for a few unsecured credit cards depending on the offers that they have. Some cards have an intro bonus. Pretty much you spend a certain amount of money within the first 3 months and they will pay you $300 or they will pay you $500. On top of that, you get your 2% or 3% cash back. So one of the most benefiting things with the unsecured cards, once you get good credit or if you have good credit already, is the cash back reward point. So you definitely want to get you a credit card that you can get money back from spending. You know, money that you're going to spend with your cash or debit card anyway, that makes no money. With the unsecured credit card, you know, it doesn't make sense to use a debit card anymore to pay for things. So those are the main two differences, or I guess the main difference in the two credit cards. There's pretty much nothing else between these two. They both do the same thing. They both build credit history. They both report to your credit reports. Except they just have different purposes. One is for people with good credit and established credit, and then one is for people to build good credit and get established credit scores in order to get this unsecured card here. So that is it from the explanation between these two, and I hope this information helps. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.